From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Kremlin spokesman expressed concern Thursday about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland. He said the arrival of U.S. forces is a threat to Russian security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany Thursday. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland. The mission, dubbed the Atlantic Resolve, will see troops, tanks, and military vehicles rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. Former Secretary General of the United Nations Ban Ki-moon arrived back in South Korea Thursday amid mounting expectations that he will run for president. Ban was greeted by crowds of supporters at Incheon Airport near Seoul. When asked about entering the race for president, he would not commit to doing so, but did indicate he is leaning in that direction. United Nations head Antonio Guterres joined leaders from several European countries in Geneva Thursday to try to resolve the decades-long political crisis in Cyprus. Guterres, along with the representatives from Cyprus, Greece, Turkey, and Britain, gathered in an effort to hammer out an accord that would create a united two-zone federation. The United States military released details Thursday about a joint operation in Afghanistan last November that resulted in the death of 33 civilians. Residents and Taliban insurgents say the attack on the village of Bose in Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses. In addition to the deaths, 27 people were wounded. This is VOA News. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper has told President-elect Donald Trump that the U.S. intelligence community did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Trump obtained by the Russians. Earlier this week, a digital media site posted what it said was the full dossier in question. The dossier alleges tawdry personal conduct by Trump. It also alleges that the Russian government has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for years. Clapper says he told the president-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgments that the information is reliable, and says he does not believe it was leaked to the media by intelligence sources. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choices to lead the Department of Defense and the Central Intelligence Agency distanced themselves from the incoming president by advocating a tough approach toward Russia. The statements came Thursday during testimony at congressional confirmation hearings. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo said Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election was ordered by Russian leaders.
This was an aggressive action taken by the senior leadership inside of Russia, and America has an obligation, and the CIA has a part of that obligation to protect that information.
Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the post-war balance of power is being threatened more than ever by Russia.
I would consider the principal threats to start with Russia, and it would certainly include any nations that are looking to intimidate nations around their periphery, regional nations nearby them.
Also Thursday, the Senate passed a waiver that would allow Mattis to run the Pentagon despite his recent active service. A senior United Nations official says a water crisis affecting Syria's capital, Damascus, could trigger military action with devastating consequences unless vital supplies from a nearby rebel-held area are restored. Lisa Schlein reports.
Damascus gets most of its water from the Wadi Barada Valley. Damage to the infrastructure during battles between rebel and Syrian forces has cut off this vital source of water to the Syrian capital's population of 5 million since December 22. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephan de Mistura, says it is a matter of great urgency that Syrian government engineers be allowed to go into the area to repair the damage so water once more can be pumped to Damascus. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Authorities in Pakistan's Balochistan province are moving to stop the spread of a rare strain of polio. They are launching an immunization campaign aimed at children under five. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.